As the Delta variant drives new surges in coronavirus cases, some experts hope the FDA's full approval of the Pfizer vaccine yesterday will convince some of the millions of unvaccinated Americans to get the shot. But will regulatory approval be enough to overcome the distrust some feel about vaccines? Facebook has taken steps to suppress false and misleading information about coronavirus on its platform, but researchers studying the company say Facebook is not sharing basic data that would help them determine just how much misinformation is circulating. For more on this, we're joined by Shireen Ghaffari, a reporter at Vox's Recode. Hi, Shireen.
Hi there.
So you spoke with a number of researchers who study Facebook, or at least try to study the data that's collected by Facebook. What is their complaint?
They say that basically Facebook is a black box to them, that they have an idea of sort of the tip of the iceberg of the problem because they can identify some individual viral posts that are misleading, but that there's no good way to understand the full picture for how much misinformation about COVID people are seeing on Facebook, how it affects their behavior, and how ultimately that may be impacting people's willingness to get vaccinated.
Facebook, there was a lot of hoopla over Facebook's decision to set up systems for releasing information. And Facebook has said that it is giving data to research and researchers who might want to find out this stuff. What does Facebook say I get that they're trying to weigh the privacy of their users against what the researchers want. But what is Facebook's defense?
To Facebook's credit, they do have some systems where researchers can apply to get special access that regular people can't see. But without getting too technical, to summarize their complaint, it's that that data is not good enough. It's static, meaning that, you know, I talked to researchers who said they applied to get this list of all the most shared or viewed websites on Facebook. But that list didn't include, the most recent months after the vaccine had been developed. It was from several months prior. So that kind of time lag can be critical in preventing these researchers from doing their work because the COVID-19 situation is changing every day and the type of misinformation people are seeing changes minute by minute.
So when you say type of misinformation, it's not just people talking about whether the vaccine is safe or is not. The vaccine is safe, but also these unproven treatments for COVID. And people are obviously concerned that information about possibly dangerous treatments, taking ivermectin, for example, could be spreading on Facebook. What is Facebook doing about things like that?
So Facebook does have policies where it will take down any kind of misinformation that it thinks are harmful to people's health. So if you wrote a post today that was said something like, you know, if you drink bleach, it will cure COVID, Facebook, under its policies, should take that down. That being said, a lot of stuff slips through the cracks.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff that lives in a gray area, right? And, you know, there is sort of a hard line to toe there of leaving room for scientific debate about a disease that we're still learning about very quickly, and then actually taking down the stuff that is very evidently just wrong, right? Like these hoax cures or miracle COVID medicines.
So how does Facebook compare with other social media platforms like YouTube, Twitter, or TikTok? Are they doing different things than Facebook is?
Well, to be honest, the researchers were frustrated with all these platforms, I would say. But if you think about it, Facebook is the biggest social media platform, and particularly it's the biggest social media platform for sharing news. And it's where people are sharing things with their friends and family. Whereas on Twitter and TikTok, more content defaults to public. So in some ways, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, those are easier platforms to study because most of the stuff that's out there is out there for everyone. Whereas on Facebook, you know, you don't really know what my newsfeed is telling me versus someone else's and what our friends and family are saying.
We have about a minute left, and I wonder, Shireen, some researchers are saying this will not be solved until the government steps in and requires more transparency. Is that a possibility?
I think it definitely is. I think we're seeing more regulatory scrutiny of these companies than ever, and I think Facebook has made some controversial decisions to shut down some researchers' work, like an NYU institute that was studying political ads on the platform, and that has frustrated senators like Amy Klobuchar, who have been pushing for more data transparency from these companies. So that is very much a possibility.
Once the Congress gets done with all of these other things, maybe it'll shift its attention to Facebook. Shireen Ghaffari, we'll hold our breath for that. Shireen Ghaffari is a reporter at Vox's Recode. Thank you so much.
Thank you.